I'm glad to be back tonight in the house of the Lord. Always good to be where there's life. Amen.
Yes.
I like it when you're in the church that's lively, that knows who they're serving.
Amen.
It comes prepared to receive from the Lord, comes prepared to worship the Lord. And I enjoyed myself last night. We had a good service. Brother Jerry came up here and preached, and we got to ride together a little bit. We rode together again tonight. And it's a wonderful service last night.
Yes.
Praise
and,
God.
And, pondering on what to preach on tonight. And, there's some things that was in Jerry's message last night that I kind of confirmed something that I had on my mind. And it's amazing to me the way God will work and reveal to you things when you least expect it.
Yes.
Take, for instance, when you walk in the restroom and the scripture's right there staring you at the face. That's what happened to me yesterday when I got here. The scripture was staring me right in the face when I walked in the men's restroom. There's a scripture in there in 2 Corinthians. And that led me to another spot in 2 Corinthians. So that's where we're going to be preaching at tonight, Lord willing. And Jerry mentioned a little bit of this last night at the end of his message. So, Lord being our helper, we're going to preach on it tonight. But we just want you to have a good time in the Lord tonight. We want you to mind the Lord. And we want you to be obedient.
Yes.
Most of all, in the Lord. The Bible said that God required obedience. He would rather have that than sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
There ain't nothing more pleasing to the Lord than when we obey the Lord.
Amen.
And are at full liberty of what He has given us to be. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes it seems like I squelch a little bit or quench a spirit. Because sometimes you don't feel at liberty like you should. The devil tries to hinder you, tries to pull you down and oppress you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to get out of that. Amen. Right. It seems like lately I've been going through a little bit of that. But, you know, I told the Lord as we was coming over here this evening. There's a song that we sing with the Gilbert family, and it says, it's called Little David, and it says, you know, the battle's not mine, said Little David. Lord, it's thine, and I'm in your favor.
Yeah.
And I'm giving it all to you, because I know not what to do. And I'm so glad you let me see that, Lord, you're really all that I need. The battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Now, myself, I have a problem with self-esteem. Sometimes I get low on myself. Sometimes I get to feeling like, you know, maybe I've not lived up to God's expectations of it. Amen. But I heard a message this past week that really just, I'm telling you what, just got all over me. It just helped me a lot. And it was talking in John 17 where Jesus was praying and he was praying for his church. He was praying for the disciples there.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was talking about the Lord, and he prayed to God. He said, I pray that you'll help them to see, amen, that you love them as you love me.
Right.
You know, it's good to know that he doesn't love Christ any more than he loves us. Amen. If we became a son or daughter of God, God loved the world enough to give the best he had. His name was Jesus.
Right.
Amen. We're coming upon the Christmas season, and I'm telling you what, we celebrate a lot of things besides what we should be celebrating, and that's the one that lied in the manger. Amen. He was heavenly, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Amen. The government was upon his shoulders. Amen. They wanted to kill him from the very beginning. Amen. God preserved him, and he was preserved until the time of the cross so he could go there for me and you.
Amen.
And he prayed right before he left. I'm glad he prayed for me and you.
Amen.
Right before he left this whole world, he prayed for Peter. He said, the devil has desired to sift you as wheat. Amen. Don't you think that the devil wants to do us the same way?
Amen.
I'm telling you what, I'm glad Jesus prayed, amen, for me and you. While he was there in the garden, amen, he prayed that God, we would realize that God loves us like he loves Jesus.
Amen.
I'm glad he loves me.
Amen.
Like he loves Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Love, the Bible says the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance.
Yeah.
Right.
But I told the Lord on the way over here, I was quiet, and amen, my wife was on the phone a little bit, she plays a little solitaire game, and I was like, well, that's good, I need the quiet time right now, just me and the Lord. And I said, Lord, the battle's not mine, I can't do it on my own. And, amen, it's got to be you. Amen, I got to give it to you. And sometimes there's things you want to hold on to, church, but you got to give them up to the Lord. And He knows what to do with it. He knows exactly what's on your mind. He knows exactly the road ahead. He can see every bit of it before you get there.
Amen.
Now, let's get into the message. Didn't know I was going to say all that, but I tell you what, it had to be said somewhere.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes you got to rebuke the devil. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to overcome it by the word of your testimony. Amen. And,
amen.
But if you got your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Very familiar scripture tonight. I was going over and studying some of this today, and I jotted a few things down. Amen. I may have a few things written down, but those are just little guidelines. I'm not tied to them a bit. You know, if the Lord told me to just go off the Word or go off something else, I mean, I'm willing vessel. Amen.
Yeah.
I do what He wants me to do. Most of the time I don't have any kind of notes.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, lately it's been helping me because it helps me to dig a little deeper in the Word.
Amen.
It's been study a little more when I can write things down. But it says in the Bible in 2 Corinthians, let's go ahead and start in verse 14 and read on down a few verses. It says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto them which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
That's right.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Yeah.
And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in the Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." You may see.
Amen.
Now the verse that really is on my mind tonight, is on my heart. Amen. It's verse 17. We know this verse. But I tell you what, sometimes, we'll just get on into this, it says in verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
Old things are passed away.
Amen.
Behold, all things are become new."
Amen.
And in one verse, there's a lot going on. And the best we can of our ability, we're going to do the best we can to preach the word. And I begin to think about, you know, sometimes in life we become a new creature if we're in Christ.
That's right.
But amen, as you go down through life, sometimes that newness has a tendency to wear off a little bit. Amen, you know, you have all of these antique silverware. And as you go down through time, the silver, begins to develop a little bit of a haze on it as long as it sits in the shelf, as long as it sits to the side. And you have to go back every now and then and polish the silver. Amen. Sometimes in the Christian life, we got to go back and polish a little bit, work a little bit, and wax and try to scrape some of that down that's built up in the years. But I tell you what, a new creature in Christ, it's amazing to know that we can live in newness of life and walk in newness of life day after day. I think Brother Jerry said it last night, but he talked about how the inward man is renewed day by day. Sometimes we go a long time without having that renewal with God. We let the world just beat and bang us around. And sometimes we get down, and sometimes we get that newness wears off. And we have to go back to the first love, as Jerry said.
Yes.
Do the first works over again and find our fellowship with God.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Bless him,
Lord. Bible says in Romans chapter 6, it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we should walk in newness of life."
That's right.
Yeah.
"For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
That's right.
He that is dead is freed from sin. That, those two or three words are freed from sin. Man, you talk about a Holy Ghost shouting time right there. When you really get to realize, amen, that you're not a servant or a slave to sin anymore. You don't have to do the things you used to do when you was a sinner. You don't have to live the lifestyle you used to as a sinner. When it comes to that, me and you understand that, but sometimes it's the other things that lie underneath that that we don't really understand. We don't really get the point of it. You know something? You don't have to think the old thoughts. You used to think when you become a new creature, you're free from that kind of thinking. Amen. That kind of what Jerry calls stinking thinking. You're free from that kind of mindset. When you become a new creature, God renews your mind about itself, not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Every day we need to get on our knees and refill at the gas station.
Amen.
We'll go out here and we'll fill our cars up when it gets on low, when it's starting to burn fumes. Amen. But we'll go week through week, and our Bibles will be sitting on the front pew of the church. And we're out there in the battlefield and the workplace. We're out there in the world, and we don't have any ammunition. We don't have any weaponry. We don't have any gasoline in our tank. And we wonder why we can't get revived at church today.
Amen.
We're having a revival here tonight. I don't know about you, but I come to get the gas tank filled up. New creature. Ain't it good to know that you're free from having to live the life you used to? You're free from being having to think the old thoughts about yourself you used to. You're now a son or daughter of God, and the many of them that received Him to them gave the power to become the sons of God. Amen. But yet the devil still likes to control our thoughts. He likes to get our minds wrapped up in strongholds.
Yeah.
Apostle Paul said that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
Amen.
We wrestle against things like rulers and wickedness in high places, principalities and powers and weakness of the air. Brother Jerry, amen. We wrestle against all kinds of things. Yeah. Even Jesus said, be not afraid of him that can destroy the body, but be afraid of him that can destroy the both the body and the soul in hell.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We don't need to have our mind set on carnal things. We need to have our mind set towards the spiritual things and realize that there's a greater battle being fought today than just by ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad the battle is God.
Amen.
I'm glad He's the one in control. He's the one that can take everything we have and be able to make it brand new again.
Amen.
I like when you go in the classroom and they used to have them big old chalkboards, and now they got whiteboards. But whatever's on the board, it's nice to be able to wipe the slate clean and start all over. Ain't it nice? My wife's a math teacher. Amen. And I know she don't get it right 100% of the time. Ain't nobody can. But sometimes you're writing on the board and you make a little mistake. Guess what? You just take that little block and you just wipe it all away. And you get a fresh start. You get your pen, you get it out, and you say, I'm going to try again. Even if you mess up, you get that little eraser and you just wipe it off.
Amen.
Ain't it good when we go through life? We have problems. Hey, we can come back to the whiteboard. A great big whiteboard.
Yeah.
Amen. And He can just wipe it all away. He says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You know the word justified? It means just if I've never sinned. It's nice to know that when I get down on my knees and I have a little talk with Jesus, it makes everything right. Amen. That whiteboard gets wiped clean. Amen. And I can take the pencil of life and try to start a new one, a new problem all over again.
Amen.
Think about it. Good preacher. Good preacher.
Oh, I thank you, Jesus. So I thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, God's good, ain't He?
Amen.
New creature.
Lord.
New creature.
Yeah.
You know, I begin to think about some things about new creature. I begin to think about the physical aspect of that. You know, there's some things that change when you become a new creature.
Amen.
When you're born into this world, if you think back into the days when a child is born, like you have a grandkid, you have a son or daughter or nephew or whatever, everybody knows the birth process. It comes out and you have a brand new child.
Amen.
That child, when they have, they come into this world, they got a lot of new things.
Praise God.
When me and you came to this world, we had a lot of new things, but they were temporary. Mm-hmm. They will not last. Amen. This whole world is cursed by sin.
Amen.
Amen. And when we came to this world as a human being,
amen,
as a child, we came to this world, we got a new family. Amen. We got some other new things. We got new friends. As we grow older, we get new friends. And, amen. We get new relationships and different things like that. We get a new home to live in.
Amen.
We never had any place but the womb. Amen. We got to have a new home. And, amen. We got to have, when we get old enough, if our parents pass away, there's an inheritance waiting for us. I'm telling you, when you become a new creature in Christ and you are born again, amen, there's a new birth.
Amen.
There's a new creature that's been created in Christ Jesus. The old man is dead. The spiritual man has been renewed. Amen. And we get new things. Amen. We don't have, we might lose a few things. Amen. But the things that we gain are not even worthy to be compared with the things that we lose.
Thank God.
Amen.
We get new family.
Amen.
Amen. We get to be part of the body of Christ, the family of God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful to be a part of the family of God. They even wrote a song about it. I'm so glad I'm a part
of the family
of God.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad I'm a part of the family.
Amen.
That when we leave this world, we don't have to worry about ever saying goodbye again.
Yeah.
We get to see him over there, like a singing song,
brother.
We'll not be a stranger there.
Until we meet again.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Here's some things about the family of God. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name.
Yep.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption.
Praise God.
New family.
Yes.
Amen.
Whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen. Yeah.
God said in 2 Corinthians chapter over, he says, I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters.
Amen.
Saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. And in Galatians 4:6, it says, because you are sons, God has sent forth his spirit into his son in your hearts. Crying, Abba, Father. The Holy Ghost in us cries out to the Father.
Amen.
Abba, Father. That new creature inside of us cries out to God, Abba, Father. You know, all kinds of things just kept coming to my mind today about how much God loves you. I began to think about, you know, the sparrows. That's the scripture in Matthew, I believe it's chapter 19, it might be, where it talks about not to take any thought for anything.
Yeah.
That God, amen, loves the sparrows, and he feeds the sparrows, and he clothes the lilies, and he knows every hair on your head is numbered.
Yes.
How much more does he love you than those things you're taking care of?
Amen.
God's love is so widespread we can never comprehend it.
Amen.
And the devil likes to use that uncomprehension to make it sound like God doesn't love you.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
That's what he did in the Garden of Eden. If God sinned, he tries to get us to doubt.
Yeah.
He's still the same old serpent that was in the Garden of Eden. He's still the same old lying deceiver.
Yeah.
Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll fall right into his trap.
Glory, hallelujah.
This flesh is weak.
Amen.
Yeah.
The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak.
Amen.
It will succumb to temptation if we don't keep our spiritual life exercised.
Right.
That's what happens.
That's right.
We have to be on guard against the devil, against the tempter. He comes to seek, to kill, to steal, and destroy.
That's right.
And we can see evidence of that by the world today.
Amen.
I was over at Jerry's house last night, and the news came on, and Mary said, Jerry, I just don't like to hear the news anymore. It's somebody shot this one, or somebody killed that one, or whatever.
That's right.
And that's the way it is, because this world is full of sin, amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God.
But God has made us more than conquerors.
Yes.
Through Christ. The verses I read before, that new creature talked about how Christ overcame death.
Amen.
We don't know Christ anymore through the flesh. We know him by the Spirit.
Amen.
As he rose up again and became a glorified body. Amen. And he sent his Spirit into our hearts crying, Abba, Father.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it's good to know, amen, that we know Christ in a whole new light now because we're born again.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
And we need to every now and then walk in that new light. Go back. If you start feeling low, if you start feeling down, if you start to listen to things that the devil's trying to tell you, and you know that the Lord is not speaking to you, amen, it's time to go back and take it up with the Lord.
Yes.
Say, God, what do you say about it? You know what God will do? Hallelujah. He'll tell you the truth.
That's right, brother.
The devil's a liar and a false liar. But God will tell you the truth.
Amen.
Jesus said, if the truth makes you free, you'll be free indeed.
Amen.
Free indeed. Free from sin. Free from the old man. We don't need to be servants or slaves to sin any longer.
Oh, glory.
That new creature we have has given us a new life.
He's
given us a new family. A new relationship with God. And we talked about being reconciled to God. Christ, God was in the world through Christ, trying to reconcile men to Him. You see, in the Garden of Eden, when He originally created this world, they had a relationship. Mankind had a relationship with God the Father. He walked with Him in the cool of the day in the Garden of Eden. But the serpent come along and deceived Adam and Eve. And ever since then, we've been cast out of the garden and the world's been cursed because of it.
Yeah, amen.
But even before that happened, God had somebody in place.
Yes, He did.
Before the foundation of the world, the Lamb of God was already slain. Jesus Christ already had a purpose.
Amen.
He would come to earth and make a new covenant, so we've been studying on Bible study. He would make a new way to get back to mankind so that relationship that had been broken, could be rejoined together again.
Yeah.
And when we become a new creature, that relationship is established in you.
Amen.
We need to do everything within our power to make sure that that relationship is clean, that relationship is whole, that relationship is just even more so than any relationship we ever have. It's more important than the relationship you have with your mom and dad.
Yeah.
It's more important than the relationship you have with your husband or wife.
Yes.
It's more important than the relationship you have with your children, your own blood. God's relationship is the most important thing because after this whole thing is said and done, not your mom, not your dad, not your spouse, not your brother, your sister can stand in your place.
Amen.
That's what they mean.
Amen.
But Jesus did.
Amen.
Jesus took our place.
Amen.
He made the way that we can be established in relationship with God.
What a blessing.
Amen. That was His whole purpose, to come and whosoever will can be freely engaged in relationship with God the Father again. As a new creature, we have a new dwelling place. John said, I saw New Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
Praise God.
Amen. There's a new place, a new home we get to go to.
That's right.
There's a new inheritance. Amen. Over in Romans, it talks about us being heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Amen. A new inheritance as a new creature.
Praise God.
And man, the benefits package is out of this world.
That's right.
Man, you get low, all you have to do is go over to Psalms 103 and just start reading.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul,
all
that's within me. Bless the Lord. Forget not all His benefits. He healed all thy diseases. Amen. All these, one after another, all the things that God has done for me and you. Amen. He remembers that we are frail and we're just dust. God has mercy upon us, amen, because of His love toward us.
Amen.
And He has many benefits if we will just walk in newness of life.
Amen.
To receive those benefits. It said to many as many as received Him.
Yep.
Praise God.
We may have received Him when we got saved, but have we received everything after that?
Amen.
Amen.
Have we received the blessings? Have we received the benefits? Have we been standing on the promises that cannot fail?
Amen.
I enjoyed that song tonight. It really helped me.
Oh, glory.
We have, most importantly, a new life. Jesus was talking about earlier about the thief coming forward to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said in John 10:10, I am come that may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen.
Praise God.
God wants us to have an abundant life.
Yes, He does.
And it can only be abundant if we're walking it with Him by our side.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need to be careful to maintain the newness of life. How do we maintain the newness of life? How do we maintain that newness so that it doesn't get old, stale and get old and cold on the Lord? One thing we have to do is just one chapter over, 2 Corinthians 6, Verse 14, it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelief.
Amen.
But what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?
Amen.
And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God.
Amen.
As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God.
Amen.
And they shall be my people.
Amen.
Wherefore Amen. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
We must keep ourselves separate from the Lord.
Yeah.
There's a song that the Gilbert sang, says, Lord, keep me sanctified.
Yeah.
You look at the Old Testament and a lot of things, a lot of vessels like we see here on this table here, they were vessels that God had sanctified. That means to set apart for a certain purpose.
Right.
Amen. As we are Christians, we are set apart for God. We're not into the world. We're not to mingle with the world.
Hallelujah.
We are to come out from amongst the world.
Yes, amen.
And be separate.
Yeah.
Amen.
And walk with God.
Amen.
We're to crucify that old man. Amen. Not to let the old man take over. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 says, if so be ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. As a new creature, we're to put off the old man. The old nature, it's dead, but every now and then it wants to rise up and creep up back into your life. And we have to be careful about that.
Amen.
We have to be careful. We have to be watchful. Jesus said, watch and pray.
Amen.
We're supposed to watch for Christ, yes, at His coming. But we're also supposed to watch for the devil.
Amen.
Because he'll be watching us. We need to look out for him because we need to be ready. Have that whole armor of God on. And whatever he throws against us will be able to quench
you. Yes.
We need to be apart from the world. We need to let the old man die out. We need to renew our minds.
Amen.
Be renewed in the spirit of our minds day by day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Continue renewing our minds. You see, the word renew means to make new again. Paul said, I die daily. Every day I am crucified with Christ. Every day I become this new creature. I renew myself. I get closer to God every day because the filth of the world has to fall off. Amen. You go to bed, and when you go to bed, you brush your teeth. Why? Because plaque builds up.
Yes.
And if you don't watch it, your teeth will fall out, they get rotten, and they get plaque, and you get cavities.
Amen.
That's what happens to our spiritual life.
Yes.
Praise God.
We need to go to bed every night getting scrubbed off.
Amen.
Lord, scrub me off.
Yes.
That's what David said. Lord, purge me with hyssop and make me clean.
Oh, yeah.
If it was good enough for David, then I know it's good enough for
me.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
The last thing, one of the last things we've got to do, I go to this verse over and over again, because I guess it seems to be one of my issues, and that's Galatians chapter 5, the very first verse. Now, he was talking specifically to the people about the law and circumcision and the Old Testament ordinances and the things they had to do, but it applies to this as well.
Amen.
Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free.
Right. Amen.
And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Amen.
We are free indeed.
We are.
Yes.
As Christians, we are free. We don't have to serve the world. We don't have to do what the world does. We don't have to tolerate what the world says we got to tolerate. Amen. We don't have to do those things because we are free indeed. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As to the Christian, there is no law anymore. It's grace.
That's
we are in the grace of Jesus Christ came. He fulfilled that law and we become new creatures in Him. Therefore, a new creature does not need an old law.
That's right.
Amen.
The old law was found fault with, if you read Hebrews.
Amen.
That's right.
It was faultful.
Yeah.
Yes. And he had to find a second covenant.
Yeah.
He had to make a new covenant because there was fault in the old law.
Yes.
Amen.
Romans 6:12-14. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in the lust thereof.
Right.
Amen.
Neither yield to your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God.
Yeah.
As those that are alive from the dead.
Right.
And your members as instruments of righteousness
unto
God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
Yes.
We need to keep ourselves in the freedom of Christ.
Praise God. Praise
we need
God.
To keep ourselves renewed day by day.
Praise God.
If we want revival, that means we want to live.
Amen.
We want
Amen.
To be new again.
Yes.
We want to be clean again.
Amen.
And that's the way we need to be. Amen. If we want to get close to the Lord, we need to be.
Hallelujah.
When we approach Him, we need to realize we're approaching a most
right.
holy God.
Right.
And without holiness,
Hallelujah.
No man shall see the Lord. If we expect to have fellowship and communion with God, then we must go to Him, amen, by His standards and not by ours or by the world.
Amen.
How do we know His standards? It's right here.
Amen.
This is how we know how to have a relationship.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I'll ask if everyone would stand tonight. I'll ask one of the song leaders, Karen, or somebody else get a verse of a song.
Brother Shakespeare.
Brother Ed. Maybe that newness is worn off in your life, in your Christian life. Yes, you're saved. Yes, you're born again, but do you really live it like you're a new creature? Do you really enjoy the benefits of salvation? Do you have the fruits of the Spirit, the joy, the peace, the love, the goodness? Is your heart almost bursting at the seams because of the joy and the happiness you have with God? If not, then we need to move up. Go ahead. There's always room to move up. Amen. None of us have reached perfection. We're not on the other side of eternity yet. As long as we're on this side of the grave, we won't be perfect. But we can get as close to God as we want to, amen. We can have a greater relationship, a greater walk with Him. Amen. If we will be the ones to make the first move, God made the first move on the cross. He made the first move in Jesus Christ. salvation.
Amen.
Appreciate your attention tonight.
Yeah.
If I was to leave you with anything tonight, it would be that, like I said, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Have you fully received Him?
Right.
From this day forward, I hope that you will fully receive Christ.
Yes.
And all He has for you to walk in.
God.
That would be my message to you tonight.
Praise God.
Well, I thank you for attention. I'm going to turn it back over to the pastor.